Okay, so if you could tell me your name, please.
My name's Andrew Folkes.
And what did you think about the sound sculpture?
I have to say, when I sat down, I didn't think I was going to hear a mosaic of sound. I thought I was going to hear something red in style, in period style or something like that. Mm-hmm. But actually, I found it quite evocative in terms of putting me in the picture of the time. I do a bit of amateur theatre myself, a bit of amateur acting. Uh-huh. So it was interesting to hear how the mosaics and how the sound sculptures created different atmospheres, particularly the first one. I listened to that for quite a long time, as I was reading through the pages that were on the attached sheet. But, it really helped me to, I think, put me in the time. Uh-huh. I like to try and put myself in the time where, you know, that we were talking about, because I do that when I'm doing acting. I'm trying to think in terms of the characters. Uh-huh. Identification, characters' motivation. So sure. Something like that would help. Helps me to kind of think in terms of the time. In terms of the 1958 one, I was born in 1957.
Oh wow!
So I knew very little of, you know, the Busby Babes. Although I've grown up as a United fan, but
sure.
Something like that really was, I suppose, moving. Really, from my point of view. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the more recent one, did that look a bit more familiar? Or?
Yeah. Again, for the bombing, I heard the bomb go off.
Wow.
I was standing in my garden at home, which is about 4 miles away, and I heard the bomb go off, but I didn't know what it was at that time.
Uh-huh.
And I worked in Manchester at the time, and our building, the sound, the blast ricocheted up Market Street and into Piccadilly Gardens and broke opposite windows on Market Street. And it was an amazing sort of visual demonstration of the power of the bomb and the power of sound waves. But again, that kind of brought back my memories of being in the garden and hearing the bomb go off. So it fit with that very well.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
That's okay. Thanks, Teresa.